Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Barack Obama and Dr. Martin Luther King share a historical moment tonight. But in a way, the moments couldn't be more different. There were 200,000 people gathered at the base of the Lincoln Memorial when Dr. Martin Luther King delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech 45 years ago today. King was at the head of a movement outside of any political party, challenging the status quo and attracting a spontaneous outpouring of Americans dreaming along with him.
Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time.
Today, Barack Obama, the first black man with a real shot at the presidency, will speak to 75,000 in a stadium, 75,000 mostly invited guests at the Democratic National Convention, a political party working within the system. Carefully scripted event. Spontaneity? Probably not. But Obama will be continuing a narrative begun a very long time ago.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
I don't know. It's always goosebumps when I hear that. And the following refrain is probably one of the most famous in American history. And look for a deliberate echo tonight in Denver.
From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California.
The consequences of that march on Washington included passage of the Civil Rights Act, something President Kennedy did not live to see. Barack Obama's campaign is also a consequence of that speech 45 years ago, something Dr. King did not live to see. But if you look in the crowd tonight, there will be faces who connect both events, like Congressman John Lewis, Julian Bond, others who are living echoes of that speech and a narrative that has forever changed the meaning of the words, I have a dream.
We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
There's some measure to go before we are finally free, something Barack Obama may refer to tonight. Mile high in the snow-capped mountains of Colorado, as Dr. King referred, but 45 years after the speech, I Have a Dream.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.